Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to Ours to Protect on Clare FM. The National Parks and Wildlife Service has a very broad brief that includes responsibilities around the management, maintenance and development of state-owned national parks and nature reserves. The service also promotes awareness of natural heritage and biodiversity issues through education, outreach to schools and engaging with stakeholders. William Cormican is the Midwestern Divisional Manager with the National Parks and Wildlife Service.
The National Parks and Wildlife Service are the national competent authority responsible for nature conservation. So we're an executive agency inside the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. And our job is mainly implementing and enforcing government policy and legislation in terms of nature conservation. How that manifests itself is that the responsibility or it's part of our role is to designate sites for particular habitats and species, whether they be European sites or nationally designated sites, enforcement of the Wildlife Act. So as I say, we protect wildlife in the greater countryside and regulate activities like hunting and shooting. And generally, I will say international policies and conventions on the protection of wildlife. And that, as I say, it would be our job to make sure that those things are properly transposed into Irish law and that we're meeting our international obligations in relation to those things. But I think Ireland Inc. has a responsibility to halt biodiversity decline, and we have a national biodiversity plan which sets out objectives and goals in terms of the halt, the decline in biodiversity. We look to play our part in the national park, and we report back to Europe every 6 years in terms of the conservation status of habitats and species, and including bird species as well. And as I say, all these species are declining. So throughout the country and throughout the world, biodiversity is under pressure. And it's, to a certain extent, it's a bleak picture, you know, because as I say, the trend is continually downward. And I think everybody has an obligation to try and support the halt into the loss of biodiversity. So again, how we hope to do it, so some of it is through education as well, but I think there's a need for us in the National Park to demonstrate best practice in terms of management of habitats and the management of species. So we would hope that we would be a best practice example in terms of some things that we do up in the burn. One of the big pressures that exist within the burn and that we're constantly trying to tackle and we must be vigilant against is scrub encroachment onto limestone pavement and calcareous grasslands. These are really biodiverse, species-rich habitats. But sometimes through agricultural abandonment, changes in agricultural practice and that, scrub starts to encroach in these areas. And scrub has its own value. As I say, it's important for nesting birds and that. But the loss of these important, really species-rich areas is the consequence. So we constantly have programs up in the burn where we have... whether it's to our own staff or we bring in contractors, that we cut back the hazel scrub, we treat the stumps so they don't regrow, and that hopefully the grasslands and the limestone pavement will remain open and continue to support the rich diversity of flora and invertebrates, small insects and everything that's associated with that ecosystem.
So when your rangers and your staff are out on the road, up around the burn or wherever they are working, they've been given guidance, they've been trained in how to monitor our biodiversity, how to take care of our biodiversity, is that fair to say?
Lots of our staff are very specialised and are professionally qualified, and we would undertake a lot of training. So look, and a lot of them have an experience built up through the years. As I say, they would be all keen conservationists and be aware of what is required in terms of how these species should be protected and conserved. And it's important to remember that Ireland is very much a managed landscape. There's very little parts of Ireland that you could say that is truly natural. The whole landscape has been impacted one way or the other by man. And it's important when you look at the burn. The burn is a farmed landscape. Without the farmers, the burn wouldn't exist. And it's important going forward, even though, as I say, some elements of society would be critical to farmers, the burn and the diversity in the burn will only be maintained provided farming continues in the burn. And it's important that the national parks, but also, as I said, the government in general, continues to support farmers in the burn, farming in a way that's sympathetic for the conservation of habitats and species up there.
That was William Cormican, Midwestern Divisional Manager with the National Parks and Wildlife Service. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.